The Jews were enslaved in Egypt for 210 years. The time has come for the Jews to leave Mitzrayim, but they are lacking in Zchuyot. The Jews sung to the Mem Tes Shari Tumah, the 49th level of Tumah. They are Oyved of Adazara, and Hashem wants to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, but they're lacking Zchuyot. Hashem decides to give the Jews the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was a sheep. We know that the Egyptian Avodah Zarah was the sheep. They worshipped the sheep. And by the Jews taking the Egyptian Avodah Zarah and sacrificing, slaughtering and sacrificing the sheep to the real Hashem, the Jews are showing that we are no longer ideologically enslaved to the Mitzrayim. We're not only going free physically, we're going free spiritually, ideologically. Our brains are directed to Hashem, and we are freeing ourselves of the Egyptian Avodah Zarah. But before the Jews are able to do the Korban Pesach, Hashem tells them another mitzvah, which was given to Avram Avinu, and that is, if you don't have a bris milah, then you can't bring the Korban Pesach. So now the Jews have to do another mitzvah called bris milah. Bris milah represents the fact that, again, we're going free not only physically but spiritually, and our taivas and our desires are focused on Hashem and not on the Egyptian nonsense. The pasuk tells us that Egypt was the erva sa'aretz; it was the most decadent of places. The psukim tell us in Parshas Acharei Mos by the Arayas, Hashem warns us not to follow in the immoral acts of the Egyptians. And when the Jews do bris milah in Mitzrayim, they are showing that their taivas and their desires are no longer focused on the Mitzri way of life, but they're focused towards Hashem. These two mitzvahs, the Dam Pesach and the Dam Milah, are so important. They show that we are freeing ourselves from Mitzrayim, not only physically, but spiritually. And these are the only two mitzvahs, I say, only two positive commandments that carry with them a penalty of kares. And it's these two mitzvahs that we refer to when we say at the Bris Milah and at Leil Seder, Va'ol Malach B'damayich Chayi, Va'ol Malach B'damayich Chayi. Through the blood of the Dam Pesach and the Dam Milah, we're able to live, we're able to leave Mitzrayim, not only physically, but spiritually. Our desires are towards Hashem, our minds are towards Hashem. And I believe that it's the tefillin that we put on every morning that represents the same idea. The tefillin Shalrosh teaches us that our minds are directed ideologically. We are directed towards Hashem, not towards any other ideology, any other hashkafa that's not in line with hashkafas HaTorah. And the tefillin that corresponds, the tefillin Shal Yad, corresponds to the heart, teaches us that our desires, our heart's desires are towards Hashem and not towards anything else. We should be zoche every morning to internalize the lessons of the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, take the lessons of Chag HaPesach and direct ourselves totally towards Avodas Hashem.